and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely blessed day today. It's Wednesday over here in Central Florida, and we're dealing with some nasty weather, as always seems to be lately, with all this weather movement on a regular basis. And just to let everybody know, we will have the magnesium brain food on super sale as product of the week. You guys voted and it won, so I wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. That will be up here any minute now as I'm getting some stuff updated as we speak. And again, there's a lot of stuff we're continuing to see out of China, out of everywhere, where everything that we're starting to see with this is kind of starting to paint a picture of what's been going on. Interestingly enough, this is something that came out of Asia Times. Its title of it is Inside China's Mission to Create a Digital Yuan, the country's new sovereign currency, the first of its kind in the world, appears to be nearing completion. This will be the world's first sovereign digital currency. China's DCEP, short for digital currency, looking to be near completion. Now, the article goes on here, we'll post it up on Health Masters. Pretty much what it goes on to say is they've been working on this for 5 years now, and it's not coincidental to me whatsoever that now that this coronavirus is pretty much spreading all over China, that now they're getting ready to release essentially this global digital currency that they want to have be the new, basically the basis of world currency. This is what they're trying to come first to market, essentially Bitcoin on steroids. And remember, this is what I told everybody 2 years ago when the whole Bitcoin frenzy was going on, and everybody was, oh, Bitcoin this, it's going to keep going, it's going to hit 50,000, it's going to hit 100,000. So the central banks are never going to let it hit that. I said like 1% of the global elite bankers own like 85% of Bitcoin, right? I told you guys that. And that's why when it dropped fast and it dropped hard, and a lot of people lost their butts in that game because the individuals that were making the big money. Now, you know, you heard some people, oh, you know, they made $1 million, $2 million. I mean, that's big money. But I was talking about the heavy hitters, the ones that were making billions of dollars when they shorted the market back down because they had bought Bitcoin and been involved in it from its inception back, you know, when it was $100, $50 a coin, and they knew what was going on with it. They planned it, and then all the research started coming out in alternative media that essentially, again, CIA was involved in helping to back and support the individuals that started Bitcoin. Surprise, surprise. So now we see China is coming out with essentially their first global digital currency that they want to have very strong backing on. But at the same time, this whole thing is starting to spread rapidly. Now the coronavirus quarantine is just barely 100 miles out of Shanghai. Four more cities with 21 million people have now been added to quarantine cities in China. And this is something that I've been warning everybody about is, you know, the virus, from what we're seeing, even on outside of the United States, people that have contracted it, it seems to be fairly controlled, especially in the United States, which I'm happy about that. We're blessed about that, protected on that, and it doesn't seem to be spreading nearly as rapid anywhere else except for in China. Now, whether or not this is engineered specifically to kind of attack Chinese individuals as far as ethnicity more, I've seen some reports on that that people have said. I don't know. But again, that's what I've read on some of it. But one thing about it is this is something that's going to affect everybody real quick, is if Shanghai gets quarantined and global trade and global port shuts down, such as Shanghai. And that's what I've been really, really, really encouraging everybody. To me, I don't think the virus personally is going to hit the United States like it has China. I don't think so. I think a lot of people still have really good immune systems in the United States. We have access to really, really high quality supplements and nutrients like vitamin C, D3. I mean, heck, we even have intravenous vitamin C at some doctor's offices down here in Florida and other states. China doesn't have hardly any of that. They don't have that level of nutrient density, and even the supplements that they may have over there, golly, I mean, you guys know. I mean, that's why everything that ever comes out of China that's like the FDA, it all has to be tested for heavy metals and lead and everything else because of how toxic it is most of the time. That's why we try to procure everything we can either in the United States or out of Europe, because the quality control and the cleanliness is much, much, much better than it is in China. That being said, this is why I was saying, if even if we don't have a virus issue in the United States, which I'm still believing, Jesus, we're not going to, the global effect on the economy is not going to be short-lived on this. If they shut down Shanghai in a couple days or next week, like they've already discussed doing, which is going to be like a last-ditch effort to try to keep this thing contained in China, I mean, go to Walmart next time, which I'm not a fan of Walmart. But just go to Walmart next time, and when you pick stuff up, look where it's made. Seven times, eight times out of ten, it says made in China on it. Toys, a lot of the food, some of the clothing, I mean, electronics, rubber tires, I mean, a lot of this stuff comes out of there. So if this place shuts down and all of a sudden they can't get product out of China, it's only going to be a matter of mere weeks before you start seeing distributors running short on a lot of stuff coming out of China. For example, I was talking to a manufacturer that I know the other day with a product that he was making, and he was saying, you know, his glass bottles that he gets for one of his products comes out of China, and also his plastic tops that he gets on lids on another product that he was making came out of China. Now, of course, everything's extremely clean, and it's not an issue as far as when they get it, because they always make sure everything can, you know, well taken care of. But on the other hand, too, what happens when you start having all these different products that are using all these different manufacturing parts and portions, materials, everything, shut down? Shut down. That's it. So, again, be prepared and know what's going on here. Again, I'm not telling anybody to get spooked or get wild right now, because I don't think it's that time at all as far as with a virus issue in the United States. I mean, we have way nastier sicknesses on a regular basis that people get sick with in the United States. But, again, if you keep your immune system strong, you stay off the sugar, you keep yourself hydrated, you get enough sleep, everybody in the United States should be able to handle this fairly well. They've now said 10 people on a cruise liner quarantined off Japan have confirmed they do have the coronavirus and they're taken to the hospital. British passenger on board now has been quarantined along with 3,700 other passengers, will be quarantined on the vessel for 14 days. While the sick ones will be taken to the hospital, they're now saying that essentially all the passengers are now confined to their cabins and food is being rationed. This, you know, every time I read stuff like this, and like I told you before, I love cruise ships. I used to love going on cruises. The more I see stuff like this, the more it really, really troubles me as far as ever going on a cruise again. Because this is one of those things that, in my opinion, would be an absolute nightmare to be quarantined on a ship to your room for 2 weeks and have rationed food. And there's literally nothing you can do except, you know, jump off your balcony in the frigid waters of Japan and try to swim to shore, and then you're going to have to deal with the blowback and dangers and everything with that. So, again, just, yeah, and I've been telling everybody, if you don't have to fly right now, don't fly. If you have to absolutely do it, wear a mask. At least cover up your face. Make sure you're swabbing your nose with the colloidal silver. Load up on the vitamin C and D. I mean, mega dose on it before you go. And make sure you are washing your hands on a regular basis if you're having to fly. But again, if it's not a necessity, stay away from it. And if it's leisure activities like cruises and so forth, my opinion, if I had one booked right now, I'd cancel it and either eat it or basically try to get a refund the best I could on it. Because all it takes is one person on one of these cruises to contract this thing, and it's like a giant floating petri dish out in the ocean. And you see what they do here. I mean, they quarantined 3,700 people on this boat, quarantined off Japan, will not let them off the boat. Anybody that keeps showing up with coronavirus, they get pulled off. Then that's it. Everybody else has to sit on there. So definitely something that's kind of troubling when you see this go on. But, you know, you kind of see the happening of it whenever, you know, this happens. It's the only way to try to control it the best you can, as this thing is doing exactly what I said yesterday. It's starting to spread now. I think that just the National Health Commission in China has reported another 75 deaths overnight. They're saying that out of the 24,000 that are confirmed right now, 892 have basically recovered and 490 have died. That's not a good spread right there, guys. I mean, you basically half the people so far that basically have, you know, you have 890 people recovered, 490 deaths so far. I mean, so that's like a split range right there out of the people that have basically been confirmed. So again, something to watch out for, but again, just be prepared. Just be ready for anything and make sure you have adequate supplementation, nutrients, water, and food on hand at all times if this thing does happen to jump over the United States and spreading out.
Austin, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
I apologize, guys. I'm a few minutes late. Just one, I have some stuff going on here at the house. I couldn't postpone because somebody showed up late here. But, you know, guys, Austin's right. You know, doing a cruise ship right now isn't probably anything in your best interest. I told you guys I was on that cruise, you know, in down by South America years ago with the kids, and they had that doggone virus run through the ship, and there was projectile vomiting. I mean, it was absolutely awful. And, I mean, I haven't been on a cruise since. It only took one of those for me to really say, you know, I just don't really think I want to be trapped on a ship. And Austin's right. When you're on a ship like that, whatever the captain says goes, period. It doesn't make any difference. And of course, if the CDC says something, that's whatever goes too, as far as their particular version of the CDC in Japan, or if our CDC is involved over there. But it's like Austin said, it's a floating petri dish, and people just need to understand it's bad. By the way, the coronavirus now, according to the Daily Star, crematoriums are working 24/7, burning a minimum of 100 bodies a day. Now, this is off of Drudge. This isn't something that basically you saw some kind of fringe website. Drudge is actually posting this and telling us that 100 bodies a day are being burned. Workers are reportedly working flat out without a break as they are constantly sent the bodies of victims. It is claimed they're burning 100 bodies every day since January the 28th. One insider who is said to work at a funeral home in Wuhan has reportedly revealed long hours to deal with the surge of these deaths. Crematorium workers are repeatedly working in makeshift protective suits and masks as they handle the bodies. Guys, it's interesting how this stuff is doing this. I mean, I've watched videos of this now. And whether these videos are staged, I don't know. I'm not there with a doggone, you know, stethoscope to see if the guy's heart's still beating. But there's one guy just sitting at the back of a desk, and he ends up just falling down dead. It starts twitching for like 30 seconds. So it's doing more than just doing a pneumonia thing. It's almost like it's doing something to the heart. And it could very well be something that's actually attacking the heart. I don't know. All I know is that this stuff is coming across Drudge now. They're actually reporting on it again, actually talking about it. And you know, and basically, even Reuters, it says that China's virus is claiming other lives off the coast of the mainland. And the Macau, this is huge, guys, the Macau casinos are told to close. Now, this is, again, global mafia that's running these casinos. And the Macau is one of the most – it's like Vegas. It's like closing Vegas up is what they've just done. And now they've decided they're going to go ahead and close this. And it's pretty awful that this is actually happening to this level. And then now here's another one. It says China orders coronavirus corpses to be instantly burned in funeral ban. In other words, Communist Party officials have issued strict instructions about the handling of the dead as the death toll continues to rise, with more than 17,000 people now infected with the virus. By the way, guys, this is going to be 10 times that. I mean, I would say there's hundreds of thousands infected now. So they're basically burning the bodies. They have banned funerals because they don't want the bodies laying around for days on end waiting for a funeral. And quite frankly, the funeral parlors or whatever they have in China could not handle this at all. So guys, stay frosty. Stay off of cruise ships. Stay off of airplanes right now. Don't believe the CDC and its claims that, oh, this is all going to be fine. This is all good. Let's just give it some time. You know, it may be okay. Like yesterday, I raised from 5 to 6 as far as what happened with Francis Boyle. Dr. Francis Boyle talked about how this was a bioweapon. But guys, we're being told a whole bunch of lies about the coronavirus. Number one, they're trying to overtly downplay the seriousness of the event. That's what they're trying to do, number one. Number two, they're pushing the same false narratives and talking points, which tells me that somebody's trying to control the narrative. We also need to realize that death caused by coronavirus are nothing compared to the death of the rate of the average flu. That's what they're telling us, but that's another lie. The actual flu death rate is primarily from pneumonia, not people just dropping dead in their chairs. And in addition to that, the majority of the people who die from the normal flu virus are people that are old, infirmed, or the young. But we have people that are young here. I'm talking about like children with the flu virus, but now we're having young people dying. So we're going to have to see what the real numbers are. Here's another one. The coronavirus came from an animal market and claim it is engineered is a conspiracy theory. We talked about the bat stuff last week, eating the bats and the snakes and all that. But then we found out from Francis Boyle that he said basically it's a bioweapon that's been engineered. So now we have to take the meat market off the list as far as possible potential places where it came from. It's the same thing they're telling us that the AIDS virus came from the doggone green monkey in Africa. We know they developed the AIDS virus too. Now here's another one, another lie. The virus won't have any effect on America. Now that's simply not true. Even if we have a group of people that basically small group that die here in this country, it's going to affect everybody because it's going to affect the economy. This thing is a huge problem. I mean, the U.S. economy is interdependent with multiple nations, and it's tightly connected to China. The greatest dangers of globalism in terms of economics is that it forces national economies into losing the redundancies that protect them from systemic collapse. I'm going to repeat that. This is an article by Brandon Smith, by the way. The greatest danger in globalism in terms of economics is that it forces national economies into losing the redundancies that protect them from systemic collapse. What that means is that if one major economy goes down, it brings all the other economies down with it. Let me give you an example. If we were getting all of our parts for all of our vehicles that we were promoting for Ford and General Motors from the United States, okay, and from China, and from Japan, and from Germany, but any of those would function independently, in other words, you could get the sources from anywhere, that'd be okay. That'd be a redundancy. But when you get all of your parts coming out of China, or all of your parts coming out of Japan, or all your parts coming out of Germany, or all your parts coming out of Mexico, for heaven's sakes, what ends up happening is if one of those countries' economies crash, or if they get a virus like this or something bad happens, at that point, it happens as quickly as that, you no longer can get product from that place. And that's the problem. You can't put all your eggs in one basket. And that's exactly what we've done. And that we got to remember, the U.S. financial structure is unbelievably unstable anyhow. You know, we've got a huge levels of national debt, consumer debt, student debt, corporate debt, not to mention the steep declines in manufacturing and in demand. And the U.S. sits atop one of the most massive economic bubbles of all time, much bigger than 2007. This is an everything bubble created by the Federal Reserve. This is because of 10 years of stimulus trying to keep the system alive because it's a giant zombie state. We should let those banks collapse back in 2007. This bubble was always going to collapse. In fact, the recent events of the Fed repo market suggest it was already collapsing. You know, with $6 trillion pumped into repos, this is almost like this virus was intentionally released at this time to cover up the collapse of the economies around the world. And then they're telling us also the virus is contained. Yeah, you're going to hear that for the next couple of months. The China's official sickness count and death toll is beginning to rise geometrically by the day. And this is not accounting for the number of sick and dead that are hiding. They're hiding and they're putting, you know, all the sick people that are hiding, they don't go to the hospitals because they don't want to get basically, I guess, sent to a crematorium. Because the hospitals have turned into hospice centers. Over 50 million are now forced quarantine. The virus, the quarantine is now 100 miles away from Shanghai. And that's one of the largest export areas in the world. It's 100 miles away. So what we have to do is continue just to talk about this. And like I talked about yesterday, read Psalm 91. And I prayed that over you guys this morning. Read Psalm 91. And just stay frosty. Stay prepared. Don't let it get to you or start messing with you. Now, let's talk about this. Dawson, how much have you covered last night on that silly State of the Union address? Did you mention it at all yet?
I was waiting on you to get on here and bring it up. I mean, just to kind of as a side note as well, I'll let you dig into it. I was so embarrassed for the Democrats, I'm not even kidding, at the end of that speech when she tore up Trump's speech on national television and behind him in front of everybody. You know, and there were multiple people. I saw all kinds of stuff on social media. People were saying it was this and it was that. And, here's the thing you got to think about, guys. If there are anybody that's actually still a supporting Democrat or you're not sure where you stand on that, that wasn't just about tearing up Trump's speech. That was about tearing up the Constitution of the United States. That was tearing up nationalism. That was tearing up making America amazing for everybody that lives here. She was so irate after the fact that A, he's not getting impeached, and B, he actually had a pretty decent speech for the most part, and he brought up a lot of different things, that these guys are bent on the destruction of the United States. And if Democrats still that are still even halfway have a brain can't see that, I don't know what else you needed to see after last night when she did that on national television. I mean, that was something a 5-year-old would have done, having a temper tantrum on national TV and tearing that up in front of everybody. But I just wanted to bring that up then because that was just I was embarrassed for everybody that's a Democratic supporter when I saw that.
Well, you got to remember also she was cute. She was told to do that. Let me just give you Ted Brewer's version of all of this. All right, now, this is my opinion again. Here we go. The entire thing is scripted. Trump does not write his own speech. He doesn't write his own speech. I've been on a whole bunch of TV shows. I mean, literally hundreds of. I know I've done thousands of radio shows, hundreds of TV broadcasts, hundreds. And here's what I've learned. Is you have people with cue cards, and they cue you up to say certain things. They cue you up to do certain things, like, okay,
turn on the snow. They set the card up. The guy turns on the snow. Okay, change cameras. They change cameras. And everything's staged. It's all staged on TV. They tell you at the 2 minute and 37 second mark, we're going to bring in this. At the 4 minute and 28 second mark, we're going to bring in this. We're going to give you 10, 9, 8, 7, cue. All we do it. That's how they do it. This is what this was last night. They probably had a person in the back using hand signals to Nancy Pelosi as the wind to start shredding the doggone speech. All of this stuff is done on purpose. It's theater. It's TV. I've done it. You change one teleprompter to the next teleprompter to the next teleprompter, and the guys are pointing you as what teleprompter to go to next, what camera to go to next. They turn you so you change direction. They turn you so you try to go back to keep the audience entertained. I know how to do this. I've done it hundreds of times and thousands of times on radio. So this was a it was live TV last night that was basically a scripted live rehearsal / State of the Union address / reality TV. That's all this was. This wasn't a State of the Union address. I mean, then we bring Rush Limbaugh up, and I feel sorry for Rush. I mean, lung cancer has a 97% fatality rate. I mean, he's probably not going to be with us much longer. That and brain cancer are like the two worst. And pancreatic cancer, those are the three worst. And so he's got lung cancer. He's dying. You know, he's got advanced lung cancer. He pretty much is over with unless he started on a really heavy regimen with a naturopathic physician that could tell him to take vitamin C intravenously, large amounts of turmeric, get him on iodine, D3, K2, and basically do all of the things he would need to do, including complete dietary change. Plus, he's been a lifetime smoker. I mean, all of these things would have to be done immediately, but that's not what he's probably going to do. He's probably going to do the chemotherapy and the radiation or maybe the surgery or whatever they're going to do to him, and we're going to watch him have some experience of a horrible death. Then he gets his Freedom Medal. He got the Freedom Medal last night. I'm okay with that. I have no problem with that, and I thought it was a tremendous honor to Rush Limbaugh to give him that during a State of the Union speech. People say, well, he was cheated because he didn't have it done in the Oval Office. Are you kidding me? On national TV like this? It didn't get any bigger than that. I got to give Trump kudos for that because a lot of people like Rush Limbaugh, and Trump got brownie points. Now, I'm going to say one other thing, too. The reason that no one wants to show up and vote in Iowa, the reason that the gay guy supposedly is ahead rather than the communist guy, is that the Democrats didn't show up in mass to vote in Iowa because they're disgusted. They're disgusted with their own Democratic Party. And so many of the Democrats now going to so many of the Iowans going to the Democratic, basically, you know, speeches are promoting Donald Trump. Now, why is that? Let me tell you what they did. And let me tell you, and I told you guys this was going to happen months ago. Remember months ago I told you they're not going to impeach Trump. They can never get 2/3 vote through the Senate. This is all circus pony show. This is all Rothschild. As long as Donald Trump promotes Israel with the 60 or 70 dual Israeli citizens in our Congress and our Senate, those are approximate numbers, not sure on them, but it's close to that. As long as he promotes Israel, promotes the destruction of Palestine, which he's already done with this big peace treaty they put together, as long as he does all of this stuff and he does what AIPAC tells him to do and does what the Anti-Defamation League tells him to do. I mean, it's like James Traficant. You got to watch James Traficant videos on YouTube, Congressman Traficant. I mean, they were going to put a guy in prison in Israel and kill him, who they said was a German guy who had killed a bunch of people in concentration camps back in the war. They called him Ivan the Terrible, and it was the wrong guy. And Traficant proved that, went to Israel, and had the guy extradited and got him out. And right after that, of course, Traficant ends up in prison for about 7 years. They had to shut him up. He said that everything's based upon what Israel wants to do. Now we have John Voight just came out, just on Breitbart. I posted on our Health Masters news site. Zionist John Voight is supporting the career criminal Benjamin Netanyahu. Why is all of this stuff happening? Because the Rothschilds own Israel. The Rothschilds own the central banks. The Rothschilds pretty much own the whole planet as far as the money and the debt is concerned. And the Rothschilds want their third temple built so they can bring back their Antichrist, which is going to be their Jewish Messiah, which basically is going to, you know, turn all hell loose on the planet. And the Christians think that we're going to get raptured and go to be in heaven and stand in the heavenly grandstands and watch all this junk happen on earth as all hell breaks loose. The problem is the Christian Zionists are the ones that Trump caters and panders to through Paul White and through his evangelical councils, and they're the ones that are pushing the evangelicals to support Trump no matter what he does. Now, I heard Gene this morning. Gene left me a message and said, well, you know, Trump's the best candidate we have out there considering all the Democratic challengers that we have. If you look at just Democrats, that's an absolute fact. The Democrats are hardcore communists. They're socialists. But guys, remember what Otto Kahn said, who built the second largest home in America. What is it, 127,000 square feet with a, you know, with 100, some crazy, like 80, 90, 100 rooms. I mean, it's basically a hotel now. You know, he built this giant castle, you know, the second largest home in America. He was one of the primary founders of the Federal Reserve Bank in the United States and had unlimited amounts of money. I mean, what he said was this, is that the entire planet is held by its axis via the bankers, the Rothschilds. These would be the Luciferians. These would be the Druids. These would be the ancient Canaanite religions. This would be the guys who worship the goat. This would be all of these guys who basically are involved in all of the satanic practice, including the Kabbalists who want to bring back their, you know, resurrect their serpent god and have their snake on a tree. This is the weirdos that run the world. They're the ones involved with Jeffrey Epstein. They're the Mossad guys. It's always these guys. And you see, and this is the problem that we have because they obfuscate the truth. They obfuscate what's going on. And what ends up happening is we have to deal with the blowback from all of this stuff. And it's ridiculous, Austin, that we see something like this last night, a completely staged, contrived reality TV show in the State of the Union. Oh, did you see what Nancy Pelosi just did? She just tore up that speech. You look in the back of the room, and she's back there, and there's somebody's tearing a piece of paper in front of her to have her have the cue. And make sure you don't do just one sheet of paper, just flip it across. Make sure you tear up every individual page. Make sure it's as dramatic as we can. This is so stupid that this stuff has happening to the United States of America. Why? Because our government has turned into a complete and total scripted farce reality TV show. Now, will Trump win the election in 2020? Absolutely yes. There won't be any doubt of that in my mind. There's no Democratic candidate, you know, who could beat him. Now, Bernie Sanders would come close. Hillary, I don't know what that witch is going to do, but I mean, she could probably come close again too. But quite frankly, with the economy as good as it is, and with the banks pouring this money into these repo loans, I mean, right now the Dow Jones should have completely collapsed because of the Wuhan virus coming out of China and what's going on with Shanghai and all the rest of it, all this and the containers and the exports and everything else. But oh, we're still seeing it holding in there, okay? Why? Because it's the money they're pouring into it, guys. You've got to always follow the money. And yes, it's that staged. And yes, because of the teachings of, you know, Edward Bernays, because of Sigmund Freud, because of them understanding ego, because of them understanding the subconscious mind or the unconscious mind, whatever you want to call it, because of theta brainwave states when you watch TV, they've been able to program the United States into believing these lies, including the use of fluoride, dropping IQ scores, including the use of all this GMO making people sick. We have so many sick people, Austin, right now from GMO food, and their immune systems are already shot from trying to fight the GMO food, that something like this giant virus pandemic comes over to this country, it could wipe out a large chunk of the population. But remember, a lot of people in China were protesting the government. They had become very progressive, and they no longer want to be under communism. And a lot of the areas that have been hardest hit are those areas. So if you want to stop a person from rallying outside and protesting what's going on in Hong Kong, you just unleash a virus on the streets and tell everybody, by the way, you're going to die if you breathe the air. They're not going to be protesting anymore. So would the Chinese government be willing to release a pandemic on their own population to basically cull the masses back into sleep and to force them back into line under the Communist Party? That answer would be unequivocally, in my opinion, yes. Now, could it escape here, or is it race-targeted specific, which it could be too? I don't know. You know, Dr. Francis Boyle says this is a bioweapon that was turned loose. So we'll see. That's my synopsis, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, it's well said with it, and that's exactly, you know, a lot of people have been bringing that up to me on what was going on in Hong Kong, all the protest, them cutting down facial recognition cameras, and again, like I said, were the two coincided together? I don't know. I think this virus has been in the works for quite some time, but I think it was one of those things that it was kind of like, you know what, this may be one of those times to try this thing out and accidentally leak it into, you know, a wet market, and this whole thing accidentally gets out, and we don't even know where we're talking about, of course, because they intentionally did it. And I mean, like you said, perfect timing, right into 2020. right when the circus theater reality TV show called The U.S. Government is basically in full tilt impeachment fake news narrative going on right now. Everything that's been going on globally, let's go ahead and get everybody preoccupied with this unbelievably horrible, disgusting, deadly virus, and let's see what happens with that. You know, let's just see what happens with it. See how far we can get it to spread. And the sick part of it is, and you know as well as I do, Dad, this is like a game to these guys. This is like, it's like a video game to them. And that's why they do these analysis on it. They do these simulations. They want to see what's going to happen with it. Oh, let's drop this virus over here in this country and let's watch it. Let's see what happens. Oh, let's drop it over here. It's like they're playing Sims or something. You know, some stupid video game. Let's see what we do over here. Let's do something over here. Let's go ahead and start pushing all the harp frequency and all the weather modification over here. Dry out Australia. Go ahead and have hundreds of people that are paid through George Soros or whoever else, I'm speculating, to start wildfires. It was funny. I had multiple people argue with me about that. Natural wildfires, they're all occurring everywhere out of nowhere because it's global warming. It's global warming starting fires everywhere. And then all of a sudden the report comes out, yeah, there's been like 250 arrests for arson in the last 3 weeks. People are literally intentionally lighting fires and setting things on fire. Man, that's odd, you know? Not ever any time in history have they had that many arson arrests, and all of a sudden there's all these wildfires and all these people are getting arrested for fires. Why? Because, again, push the narrative that way. Then they can push the whole, it's the weather, it's the weather, the Mother Earth is mad, we have to charge you trillions of dollars a year to make up for it. And that's the irony that I get about this whole global warming, global weather, is that these globalists come forward, like the UN and all these other idiots involved in it, and they come forward and say, listen, you have to give us a $500 billion tax, a carbon tax. And if you pay us $500 billion, we'll somehow magically figure out how to fix the weather. No, they won't. They'll never figure out. They know how to manipulate it. They know how to modify it. But they've saddled this pony now. You start spraying aluminum dioxide and barium all over the entire planet. You start using frequency microwave energy to push moisture in certain areas. You start using all the different technology they've done. They know exactly what they're doing. They've modified the planet so bad now it's turned into a complete and total nightmare. That's why all this stuff's going on. Now all of a sudden you have all these earthquakes going on, all these volcanoes going on. Guys, there's side effects when you start doing stuff to God's earth. Just put it out there. There's side effects when you start modifying what's been made great and you start going in and trying to play God even though you're not God. And that's what these individuals have been trying to do for years now with cloning humans and chimeras and everything else. But all that stuff's been going on for years in China. They've been talking about it. I'm sure that's in the works as well continually right now. But to see what I talked about earlier on the show, that China's been working on this for almost a decade with a new digital currency that they want to be the new global reserve, and now they're saying they're about to release it, which I have no idea why. This is like the worst time to release it, but I guess they're saying that to prep people for what's about to come, so when they get this magic vaccine that's supposedly coming out in 90 days or 75 days now, and all of a sudden they can start nanotagging everybody and changing their DNA with these RNA and DNA vaccines that they're coming out with, they can come out and say, listen, the economy's collapsed, the market's kaput, we've had all these issues because of this vaccine, let's go ahead and make sure this never happens again. I mean, there's a researcher, basically an analyst, fund manager, he said the stocks are 100% heading for a 67% downturn. This is Market Watch. He said it seems preposterous, but it did in 2000, it did in 2007, and it's about to happen again. He said current hypervalued extremes, like we're seeing exactly right now, are always followed by market losses on an order of two-thirds of value of the S&P 500. I recognize that notion of the two-thirds market loss seems preposterous. Then again, the exact same similar projections before the 2000 and the 2007 collapse. And that's not all. Husband said he used his chart to illustrate his view that a conventional passive investment mix will deliver a negative nominal return. And so what they're going on, they're saying here now is, this is going to happen. I mean, I looked at the Dow today, it's over 29,000. It's on its way to 30,000. I think that's a goal for them. They want to hit 30,000, and then they're basically going to drop it on its head. I mean, the amount of money that's being pushed into it, I talked to a supplier yesterday, and he was awake too, and we were talking about the repo funds. You know, in some cases, that one night, I think it was $250 billion in one night of a repo fund, quarter of a trillion. $1 trillion in one night? Quarter of, you can't even fathom that much money sometimes, guys. I mean, you're talking about yearly GDPs of some country that they're dumping into the market in repo loans in one night. And then, of course, you see everything else is going on right now, and nobody's talking about the market. It's continuing to go up because they're propping it up. So they have the perfect, easiest way to dump the market on its head is pull the repo loans. Drop it. Say, we're raising rates, we're doing repo loans, we're putting them out, we're done, we're going to let the market see what it's going to do. It's going to go into a full-blown free fall. That's what it's going to do. And then, of course, you have Amazon that's just still making billions of dollars hand over fist, valued over $1 trillion now. And now they're saying Amazon's one-day shipping is a hit with shoppers, and it costs less than the expected $1.5 billion that they anticipated. You know why it's costing less than they anticipated? Because the stinking U.S. government via the U.S. Postal Service is funding their shipping and giving it to them at an extreme discounted loss that we're paying for through our taxes via every year that we fund the United States Postal Service. They're billions of dollars in loss every year. Amazon is a complete and total sham. It's designed to be a retail monopoly that is going to turn into a global monopoly that will literally, and I quote, you can quote me on this, wipe out majority of the brick-and-mortar retail markets. They are going to do that eventually. That is their goal. That's their plan with it. There's a reason why Amazon has exploded so fast out of everywhere. There's a reason why they continually do not follow MAP pricing, and they undercut everybody with their predatory pricing, yet nobody calls them out for it. There's a reason why they're the only business ever in history to contract the United States Postal Service to deliver and function on Sundays and still do it at a loss. Think about it for a second. You get the Postal Service, which is losing billions of dollars a year, to function on Sundays and lose more money functioning on Sundays at a loss. How in the world do you possibly do that, guys? I can't figure out how to do it. I have a hard time getting the Postal Service to stay late when I'm trying to bring everybody's packages in at 5:30. We're trying to get stuff buttoned up. But yet Amazon somehow allows the Postal Service to do their business on Sundays and do it for a loss and lose money on it? Guys, wake up. This is why I tell people, stop buying crap from Amazon. It drives me up the wall when I see people complain about prices at local stores and prices at local places and how they go through, oh, I like this place over here. Let's go over here, look at what products they have, then we'll go on Amazon and buy it cheaper. Guys, if you do this much longer and you keep continually funding Amazon, there will be no place for you to look at it anymore. And guess what? When the main retail market is gone and kaput, Amazon will no longer be your friend. They already have horrible customer service. They already have unbelievably horrific policies for sellers. They're horrible to deal with. I deal with back charges all the time on Amazon. People get their products, then say, we're back charging you because we don't like the product. We're sending you the product back with a prepaid label that Amazon charges me for, and then they send me back a can of marbles or a can of paint. And because that way it weighs the same amount as a Fit Food can. I've happened numerous times. So I'm to the point now, the only reason I've had products on Amazon is for a huge portion of people that are so Amazon happy, all they want to do is buy on Amazon. So I've capitulated to them, but I'm literally within a nano inch of shutting down my entire Amazon account and completely shutting it down because it's doing nothing but irritating me dealing with all these people that have figured out how to manipulate it through Amazon, and at the same time, Amazon takes huge chunks out of everything you make on there all the time. I can't stand it. I absolutely loathe Amazon. That's my rant on that. I'm done with this guy right now.
Well, you know, it's funny. One time I would go to the office, just to reiterate what Austin just said, and there's a can of paint, and it's got a big bend in it. It's like a damaged can of paint that somebody had pulled out of a dumpster, and it wasn't open. It was still sealed, and I'm like, what is this? And they said, oh, that's a return product from Amazon. I'm like, we don't sell paint. And I said, oh, no, they took a bunch of product. They basically told Amazon it was bad, and they sent us a can of paint back, and now they've got a receipt that we received the return, and Amazon believes them over us, so basically we have a can of paint. And I'm like, that ain't right. And Austin goes, well, that's just what they do. I mean, it's awful. And you think, well, why would people do that to Health Masters? Buddy, it isn't Health Masters. It's everybody. There's a bunch of crooks out there. I mean, they break stuff to return it for refunds. And don't get me wrong, if something has a warranty on it, or if something was defective product-wise, you know, and if somebody, or they give you a lifetime warranty on a water hose or something stupid, and you bring it back after 6 months because it broke or cracked or kinked or whatever, and they said they would never do that, okay, I got no problem with that. But bringing back the water hose because you want to get a refund on a light bulb, what does that even mean? And this is the kind of stuff they're doing. And see, this is the kind of crazy stuff that Amazon is involved in and has been involved in. And then if you have a product on there, I'm going to stop. I could do a whole show on Amazon. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to waste my time. I can't stand Jeff Bezos. He's a moron. He's a cutout. He was funded by the CIA or the Mossad or the Rothschilds or George Soros. And he's another banker cutout. That's all he is. Nobody loses $1 billion a year for year after year after year, and then suddenly they become a billionaire. Nobody does that. It doesn't happen in the real world, guys. Nobody. Here's why it doesn't happen. If you have a model that it cannot make profit, all right, it won't work, and you're a business guy, and you're an entrepreneur, and you basically have that model and it's functioning and it's losing money every single year, unless you have an unlimited checkbook, you can't continue to pay suppliers, and you can't pay the overhead. You can't pay the utilities. You can't pay the shipping. You can't pay the postage. You can't pay the employees. You can't pay the workman's comp. You can't do it. You physically can't do it. But all of a sudden, Amazon loses billions of dollars a year. Jeff Bezos doesn't have $1 billion. He wasn't even a billionaire then. But yet, he stays in business. There's no way that's possible unless you got some deep pockets with a deep checkbook that just keeps writing you check after check after check to subsidize all of the internal fixed and variable costs. That's the only way that works, until you finally get to the point where you're making money, and now he's becoming this giant monopoly is what he is, and it's awful. But let's change the subject. By the way, Elizabeth Warren, it was interesting. She was getting off. She's going up to Iowa, and she was on another private jet. It was like a Citation. And she was getting a whole row of, which she's completely condemned everybody for flying on private jets. She's getting off a private jet, and she sees the TV cameras as she's walking down the tarmac from the jet at the FBO. That's the flight-based operations center for the private jet. And what ends up happening, she sees the camera, and she runs and hides behind one of her other campaign staffers and stays lined up right behind them so the camera can't see her, like she's a stinking five-year-old pretending like she's hiding behind a mask, or a little kid will hide there. They'll put a little towel over their head, and they go, "Oh, you can't see me. You can't see me. Oh, look at me." That's how she was acting. I'm like, what the heck? Are you that loony? Yeah, she's that loony. She's the same Elizabeth Warren who's attacking Christian schools for following biblical sexual morality. Sunday, this weirdo shared a Huffington Post article on Twitter bashing private Christian schools for having anti-LGBTQ weirdo policies. The article focused on the U.S. Supreme Court case attacking Montana private religious schools and attempting to take away tax credits to individuals who contributed to private schools because the money supports policies that discriminate against queers. Oh, I slipped with that one. It should be LGBTQ staff and employees. Such policies include having bathrooms designated for people according to their biological gender. Oh, you can't have that. That's discriminatory. Let all the little boys and little girls use the bathroom together. Bunch of sickos. It's all hanging from that stupid gay Kenyan and his transgender wife. Yeah, that's what Joan Rivers said. How about that? I'm sticking with her. And hiring faculty and staff who abide by Christian marriage values. States should focus on funding public schools, not private ones, especially ones that maintain the anti-queer policies. We must ensure every kid, especially queer kids, can get a high level of quality public education. You know, what did they say the other day? That it was such a sad thing that the gay transgender women, the gay transgender women weren't talked about and weren't focused on one of their campaign things as far as their debates. I mean, what is wrong with you people? There aren't that many gay transgender black women running around, newsflash. I'm not saying that there aren't any, but I'm saying that why would we possibly cater to these people? You know, because let me look at Biden saying something like that, but his poor showing in Iowa is shaking the Democratic Party because they cannot believe what's going on. And let's not forget about the Pope. Let's not forget about the Pope. What is the latest news on the Pope? Pope Francis tells the American bishops that he approves of civil unions for homosexual couples in spite of the established Catholic doctrine to the contrary. I mean, I don't even know what's happened to the Catholic Church.
I don't know. I mean, this is just why they can't get rid of these clowns when they get in there. I mean, it's unbelievable. A U.S. Archbishop says Pope Francis told a group of American bishops in Rome that civil unions for gay couples, homosexual couples, that give them access to public benefits are acceptable as long as there's clear-cut arrangements that could never be considered as marriage. No, this is the first step towards that. You know, unbelievable. And this is the Catholic Church. Now, think about this for a second. The Bible is very clear, and it lists homosexuality as one of the sins that cannot enter the kingdom of God. It says that in the New Testament. It also talks about how perverted it is and how they have to deserve the death penalty in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. So we are no longer under the old law, so I'm not endorsing that whatsoever. But guys, you got to call it what it is. It's sin. It's sin in God's eyes. The problem is that we've endorsed sin. We've endorsed homosexual weirdo nonsense. We've endorsed all of this stuff, and now we reap what we endorsed. We've reaped what we have sown. Guys, it's one of those things that if we don't stop this and we don't learn to stand firm in this, it's not going to get better. Newsflash. It's going to get much, much, much worse until it turns into Sodom and Gomorrah. And every thought of every man is evil all the time. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, do you really want a world where you've got a 2 or 3 or 4 year old child, little boy, little girl, whatever, and you're walking through the mall, and guys and girls are whistling at your children wanting to have sex with them? That's where this crap's going, guys, with the pedophilia. Bunch of sick, perverted weirdos that belong in prison. But yet we think it's okay. As far as the country now, as far as these groups of people, I don't think it's okay. Austin doesn't think it's okay. You listeners, I know you guys don't think it's okay. But the country's saying, oh, it's okay. No big deal. We'll, and this is what Hillary Clinton wanted to do. They want to change all these age limits. You know, I mean, Grady Judd, our sheriff here in town, he had a huge sting on porno sites here in Central Florida a few months ago. And he finally had to come on the radio and TV and say, hey, look, we didn't arrest people because they were looking at 16, 17-year-old girls, you know, in bikinis or naked on the internet. They're looking at 1 and 2 year old babies on the internet naked and weird sex stuff. He goes, that's what we're talking about with child porn. He goes, this is what's going on. You guys don't see it because the population doesn't want to believe it's real. Why has this happened? Why? The pulpit. The pansies in the pulpit wearing lace on their underwear have refused to stand against this filth publicly. And they've accepted all of these weirdos because the weirdos have a tendency to give money and they don't want the weirdos outside of the church protesting. If I had a church and I had a bunch of gay and lesbians outside of my church protesting, I would have the police there, number one, so they wouldn't vandalize anything, but I would have the media there too. And I would say, this is what I stand for.
Did I come off
this
one
is
time?
What I do. Can you hear me, Austin? Are you still there? Did I lose you? Okay, well, I guess Austin's not here, but that's okay. But guys, I apologize to you that we have a little bit of audio problems today. But guys, this is what's going on right now in the United States. This is what has happened because we have compromised and we have allowed this mess to happen. It's the preachers in the pulpit. See, most preachers aren't like Chuck Baldwin. They're not talking the way Chuck Baldwin talks. You know, if I could get Chuck on, but now we changed time on the show. He doesn't get up that early because he's up late all the time working on his stuff. But here's what he said. Here's this latest article. It just came out 14 hours ago. An urgent appeal to my full post-millennialist, reformed, and premillennial historic brethren. I make a heartfelt and passionate plea to all of the non-Christian Zionist brethren to come together in the common cause of exposing the egregious errors of prophetic dispensationalism. This is bringing Israel back into the end prophecies. We will never completely agree on the nuances of the Bible prophecy, but we should be able to recognize the essential truth we share in rejecting the false doctrines of Christian Zionism and unite together on that basis. Christian Zionism is a scourge, and it will take the unified efforts of all new covenant believers to help bring the masses of the evangelicals out of this devilish deception. He goes on to say, if you agree, please share this video far and wide. And guys, this is the thing that's happening here all over the world. And again, the Ted and Austin Brewer show, we went into detail on Darby in the 1850s, with Schofield in the late 1800s, so Schofield in the early 1900s, the pushing of the Scofield Reference Bible, making this dispensationalism stuff, you know, commonplace in Christian teachings, universities, and theological organizations. And this is what happened to us. And then, you know, Samuel Untermeyer basically pushing it to Oxford Press and pushing it and giving out tons of thousands of free Bibles to all of these different churches and all of these different institutions and universities and all of these different people. Just spread it throughout the world. Spread this little bit of – remember what the Bible says, a little bit of leaven will work its way through the whole loaf. And this is what's happened with this stuff. And now we all believe this stuff. And now we're trying to bring in the doggone – we're trying to bring in the tribulation and the rapture to try to get off the planet – to unleash all hell on the planet. This isn't Christianity. Christianity wants that all be saved, that God would tarry, that we could all get more and more people saved. Are you back with me yet, Austin?
Yeah, I'm here, bud.
All right, go ahead. I heard you had a connection problem a second ago.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the connections. Yeah. When we start talking about stuff like that, it's always funny how the system's always cut out on me, which is interesting.
Yeah, go ahead, bud.
So, I mean, just and you're exactly right what you're saying on it, and that's why I continue to tell people, you know, support churches that are actually speaking the truth. Support companies that are speaking the truth. That's why we try to give you guys the straight up, real, honest truth of what's going on right now. There's no question about it. I mean, there is a war on everything. This is why I said years ago when this whole transgender thing started, I said this whole cross-dressing thing and promoting it as natural transgenderism and it's okay and it's normal, that needs to be supported. I said it's not going to stop there. I said because debauchery knows no bounds, and that's a fact. You read enough history in the past, it knows no limit. It continues to go further and further and further and further and further and further down a mud hole. The next step, and it's already started in numerous occasions, it just not has caught yet, because they've already started doing it with the whole dudes dressing up as girls at public libraries, the one guy spreading his legs with his skirt on, showing the children his basically genitals. And that happened a couple months ago. Oh, no, everybody's okay with that. They still take their children there. They still take their kids to these libraries and let them read this stuff. The next step is going to be normalizing pedophilia. What they'll do is they'll say, listen, consenting age doesn't need to be 18. It needs to be 15 now. And they'll go in and say, well, guess what? If you're a teenager, it needs to be 13. That's really where it needs to be. And they've already done something. It was in France. They're already trying to do this in multiple countries in Europe to capitulate with the Muslim hordes that have invaded those countries now that are pushing their Islam, because the Islam's for some reason like to marry these like 8, 9, and 10-year-old girls, even like the alleged Prophet Muhammad did. This is what they're trying to promote. They want to push this ideology where every thought of every man is evil all the time. So just something to be aware of. Also, to another health news, it's very important your children are getting enough sleep. This is something that's becoming almost an epidemic in the United States and in Europe. They're saying that depression, anxiety, impulsive behavior, and poor cognitive performance in children is affected by the amount of sleep they get from the researchers of the University of Warwick. They said sleep states are active processes that support reorganization of brain circuitry. And the basically study that went through it looked at 11,000 children aged 9 to 11 on their cognitive brain development, and they showed undoubtedly that the children that got more sleep had better social skills, had fewer symptoms of depression and anxiety, and had better cognitive performance. They said lower brain volume of brain areas involving the orbital frontal cortex basically showed that the less sleep these children got, the worse they did in school, the worse basically their total scores were, and a plethora of other things. So I just want to kind of bring that up. I'm going to put that article up on the website today as well, and just kind of show you guys it's so important, because so many kids now, young kids, 4-5-year-olds, have phones and iPads. I mean, I see it all the time now. It's embarrassing, to be honest with you, when I see friends that I know, and they give their, like, 3-year-old kid an iPad. And I'm like, let them live. Let them be free. Let them enjoy running around, you know, stomping on ants, climbing trees, riding bicycles, tearing stuff up sometimes. I mean, God forbid they actually do something fun outside with their life. This is what people have to understand, is that sleep is crucial. Keep your children off these phones and iPads as much as possible. Use movies or something like that as a tool, not a crutch. That is a huge, huge thing that parents really need to understand right now, especially with the digital age completely and totally engulfing this younger generation.
You're absolutely right, Austin. We've got to take care of the kids. Guys, thanks again. Yesterday's show, I mean, we got so many. I know I got a
plethora of emails. I'm sure Austin did too. You guys really liked yesterday's show. I guess because I read, you know, Psalm 91. I hope that's why it was, because I love the Word of God. I read it again this morning for you guys and prayed over you guys. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Just remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Commit your plans to the Lord and they will succeed. Go ahead and close it up, Austin. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. And thank you again for the continued support of Health Masters. We're doing everything we can right now to keep our manufacturers up and running. And I truly believe, I think the United States, as many people as I've seen rushing to get good nutrients, really starting to stay healthy, really starting to keep cleanliness and washing your hands and everything, and colloidal silver, using it like you should, I think the United States is honestly going to skip this whole virus epidemic. China, I think it's a different story. It seems to be the cat is out of the bag over there, and there's definitely a lot of stuff going on. There's another article that basically Zero Hedge just put out, and they said China's Tencent accidentally leaked the true coronavirus statistics. And what it was is, it was basically a website over there spotted by the HK Group, and they came out on Saturday, and they said that the standing figures of actual confirmed cases of coronavirus were 154,023, and they said that the death toll was at 24,589. I'll put that article on the website, too, on Health Masters. And whether or not it's 100% accurate, I don't know. But Tencent, T-E-N-C-E-N-T, is definitely something that's come out with stuff in the past that's been accurate over there in China. So are they suppressing it? I think so. Is it going to get bad over here? No, I don't think so. As long as we continue to pray for protection, keep our immune system strong, take supplements, exercise, stay away from sugar, get adequate water, and make sure we're staying away from mass public places that we don't need to be in unless it's absolutely necessary. That's at least my opinion on it right now. So again, thank you for supporting healthmasters.com. If you guys need anything, check out the website. The magnesium brain food is on sale right now. It's product of the week, over 10% off. So be sure to check that out. It's one of the most popular products now. A lot of people really, really enjoy that product. So again, thank you for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.